Chapter 25, Two Important Letters to the Thessalonians. This chapter is based on and, RSV. The arrival of Silas and Timothy in Corinth had greatly cheered Paul. They brought him good news of the faith and love of those who had accepted the gospel at Thessalonica. These believers in the midst of trial and adversity had remained true. He longed to visit them, but as this was not then possible, he wrote them. Brethren, in all our distress and affliction we have been comforted about you through your faith, for now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we render to God for you, for all the joy which we feel for your sake before our God? Many in Thessalonica had turned from idols and had received the word in much affliction, and their hearts were filled with joy inspired by the Holy Spirit. In their faithfulness they were an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. The apostle declared, "Not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere." The hearts of the Thessalonian believers burned with zeal for their Savior. A marvelous transformation had taken place in their lives, and hearts were won by the truths they presented. In this first letter, Paul declared that among the Thessalonians he had not sought to win converts through deception or guile. For we never used either words of flattery, as you know, or a cloak for greed, as God is witness. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse taking care of her children. We were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us. You know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to lead a life worthy of God, who calls you. What is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy.